This is Apollo Control at 154 hours, 4 minutes. We said goodnight to Al Worden aboard the command module at 153 hours, 54 minutes. Or, correction, 153 hours, 54 minutes, or about 8 or 9 minutes ago. And we last heard from Scott and Irwin aboard Falcon on the lunar surface at 153 hours, 15 minutes, which was about 1 hour, 50 minutes beyond their scheduled beginning of the rest period. The surgeon reports that heart rates indicate that Irwin, on whom we have biomedical data, is beginning to get to sleep, although at the present time he's not sleeping soundly. But the heart rates are coming down, indicating that he's beginning to drop off to sleep. The fact that Scott and Irwin did get to sleep or begin their rest period 1 hour and 50 minutes late, and this coupled with the fact that we have a rigid ingress time, a time for the crew to re-enter the lunar module and prepare for liftoff, and that time is about 168 hours. This coupled with the late beginning to the rest period implies that we will probably have a late start to the third EVA. We do not plan to put in a call to the crew until they've had 7 hours of rest. And this would mean that we would start the EVA, start the preparations for the EVA 1 hour, 50 minutes late. We would hope to make up at least part of that in the EVA preparations. And our best estimate at this time is that the EVA, the third extravehicular activity, will be shortened by somewhere between 1 hour to 1.5 hours, starting 1 to 1.5 hours later than the scheduled flight plan time, or at about 163 hours to 163 hours, 30 minutes. However, in the final analysis, this will depend on when the crew, Scott and Irwin, awake and get started on their EVA preparations. In order to be prepared for any eventuality, we're planning the EVA for 4 to 6 hours or anything in between. The best estimate at this time is that it would be a 5 hour EVA, getting started about 1 hour late. Since we do not expect any further conversations with the command module or the lunar module during the rest periods, we plan to take the lines down. Should we hear anything from either vehicle, we'll play back the conversation immediately on tape and then stand by live if it appears there'll be any further conversations. At 154 hours, 7 minutes, this is Apollo Control, Houston.